Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I don't know what the algorithm was that brought the news across my screen, but earlier this week I was taken back to February 2015 and 21 Christians in orange jumpsuits who were kidnapped and later executed in Libya by Islamic State. It made me recall the incident and the visceral horror of the act, as well as wondering whether I'd be faithful unto death. To confess the faith is to witness to the faith, and to witness to Jesus that results in death is to be called a martyr. 20 martyrs were Coptic Christians, and the other martyr was from Ghana, who said that he was a Christian. Unnamed sources said he was not originally a Christian, but on seeing the faith of the others when he was asked about rejecting Jesus, replied, "Their God is my God." When we get to heaven, we can ask him which version is true. To share the faith, confess it, talk about Jesus is to witness that words are very important. To live the faith, confess it with deeds, and to explain our actions in terms of discipleship takes the words and says that they are a present reality. To witness to the faith and confess it, even when threatened with death, has to be a profound declaration to this world that what we do with our body has ultimate significance. We acknowledge and often remember those in our world who die before their time in a course of action for a person or a country, and we might describe them as having made the ultimate sacrifice. But we usually don't think of them as martyrs. But the 21 martyrs of 9 years ago revealed to us not just words about Jesus and not just behavior in Jesus' name, but their refusal to deny Jesus speaks to our world that there is something, someone, more significant than life in this world. The truth and the reality and relationship that is of more significance than 80 years and 10 more, or by reason of strength 80, or less years, is with Jesus, who died and rose again and has revealed God in the clarity of a mysterious Trinity. Why this God? Perhaps it is because Jesus lived fully human, in a human body. He didn't appear to be human, he is human. And so, without food and drink, he hungers and thirsts. Put nails through him, you can pin him to a cross. Suffocate him by crucifixion, and he dies. And that's what happened to Jesus, who said that following him was always about finding life, even in death. You didn't expect Jesus never to die to prove his point, but the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And on the cross, Jesus defeated death's power to dominate, terrorize, and control, to stifle living. This means that life with Jesus is now and beyond death. And such a relationship with Jesus, such a faith, is very much about us, our bodies, how we live each day, even on the day we die. Why? Because Jesus, truly God, became truly human. More than that, he became sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. That is how best to live, life to the full. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, when we were captive in the darkness of sin and death, your Son rescued us and brought us back to you. Teach us to trust him and to live as your people. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.